Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Got a lot to get to in this next hour. Something I wanted to talk about are the teachers' unions, because we were told for so long that it was all about the science. And now it's becoming clear that it's all about power, which, you know, if you've been in politics long enough, you know that that's usually where it all goes back to, is either power or money. But there's a great piece in the National Review, and it's titled, Biden Believes in Science So Long as the Teachers' Unions Approve. Because the CDC went back and forth with these teachers' unions to kind of figure out the semantics of how they want, the nuance of how they want to frame all of this. During the 2020 campaign, Biden and his political and media allies leaned hard on the argument that the Trump administration was using undue political influence to disregard science. In fact, this is some of the things Biden said. Decency, science, democracy, they are all on the ballot. In October, he tweeted, I believe in science. Donald Trump doesn't. It's that simple, folks. Whenever someone's telling you something's that simple, it's probably not that simple. That's just a thought. In January, Biden proclaimed, we're going to lead with science and truth. A line intended and received as an attack on the Trump administration. One of his first executive orders declared it the policy of my administration to listen to the science. Dr. Rochelle Walensky claimed that Trump muzzled scientists. Kamala Harris recently tweeted, I am proud that science is back in the White House. That's how I picture anything she tweets. You know, she's laughing at it. Biden's Office of Science and Technology Policy has even instituted an investigation into what it calls its predecessor's blatant attempt to distort, to cherry pick, and to disregard science. In fact, they were so obsessed with the science that they ran Dr. Scott Atlas out of town for, you know, following the science. They wanted him to have his license pulled. It turns out everything he said about, you know, wearing masks outside, that was all true, but it didn't really work with what they were saying. The Biden-Harris campaign even stoked irresponsible fears that a COVID vaccine developed by pharmaceutical companies and cleared by the regulatory bureaucracy would be unsafe if it was announced by the Trump White House. As Harris declared in the vice presidential debate, if Donald Trump tells us to take it, I'm not taking it. And, you know, everybody laughed because it was so funny back then. In February, Dr. Walensky told the press that there was increasing data to suggest that schools can safely reopen and that safe reopening does not suggest that teachers need to be vaccinated. Now, here's the mixed messaging. So I'm looking at Fox right now and it says Biden to speak amid COVID confusion.
And that should help things.
There is a real mixed messaging because Biden doesn't wear a mask when he meets with 90-year-old people like Jimmy Carter and Rosalind Carter, but he wears a mask when he's at this school with kids who are not going to get COVID. He wears a mask when he's picking dandelions. And then there's also the element of the probablys, maybes, potentialies. That's something that I loved about Donald Trump, is that you didn't necessarily like everything he said. You know, you didn't necessarily think everything he said had to be said all the time. But if you asked him a question like, should schools reopen, he had an opinion. And that's something you kind of figure out in a lot of different businesses, is it's okay to be wrong sometimes, but it's good to have an opinion. It's good to take a stance, you know? If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. You've heard these all before. And he really doesn't know what he stands for. He's like, yeah, school should probably be open. Yeah, probably. And then all of his administration, all the people in his administration, like Anita Dunn, they all go out and say the same thing. And now a Freedom of Information Act request. This is a pretty big story by the conservative watchdog group Americans for Public Trust, reported by the New York Post, reveals the depth of the political interference in the school reopening guidance. The AFT, the American Federation of Teachers, which spent nearly $20 million to elect Democrats in 2020, was deeply involved in crafting the CDC guidance. One AFT email to officials in the Biden White House said, "We were able to review a copy of the draft guidance document over the weekend, and we were able to provide some initial feedback to several staff this morning about possible ways to strengthen the document." Many Americans have had their eyes opened during the past year to the lengths to which the teachers' unions will go in placing the interests of their members ahead of the interests of children. Now they can see the Biden administration bending the CDC itself to the union's will. Whatever this is, it is not science. That's the part of this that kind of blows my mind. I think that throughout this pandemic, there have been things that you maybe knew deep down, but you didn't really acknowledge. And teachers' unions is one of those things. And another thing that kind of goes hand in hand with it is what they're actually teaching the kids. I think people have really opened their eyes up to that. But they have too much power. There's no question that they have too much power. Randy Weingarten, who's the AFT president, tweeted this out. "I think many people who saw teachers as glorified babysitters got a reality check this year when schooling had to be done at home. Teachers deserve respect and recognition for all the ways they help communities." Stephen Miller retweeted it and said extortion. That's what it is. They're threatening these parents. They're bullying the parents. And bullying is a tactic of a lot of unions. And I'm not hating on unions. There are some good unions and there are great union members. But it's a tactic that people use, that unions use. But you know what? It's a lot easier when you have a feckless, feeble man like Joe Biden who can't even take a stance on whether or not kids should be going back to school. And as that mother in Georgia said, she said it beautifully. She said it was a blessing that these kids never really got COVID, that the transmission rates were so low. This was never their burden to bear, but we made it their burden. We've been punishing these kids for no reason. And meanwhile, the teachers' unions, a lot of the teachers are, you know, traveling on vacation. I can't understand at this point why anyone would support this. They're bullies. They're just intimidating parents and government officials to do what they say. And what's the end goal? To never go back to work? That's all I can think of is they just never want to go back. And that's, just be honest about it. That's my only thing. Just tell us. You know, it's like the people who tell you wear the mask because the two layers and the droplets and the moisture in the air, it's fine. You don't have to come up with all that crap. You just want to wear the masks forever. And that's okay. But just say it. The first step is admitting it. Chris, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, how's it going, Grace?
Good, what's going on?
My question is, I just started listening to your show. What is your educational background? Like, did you go to college?
I did.
And what was your major? Poli sci?
No, I was a theater major.
A theater major. Oh. I'm just wondering, like, do you have any medical background?
I don't.
So what makes you think that you know more than Dr. Fauci about wearing masks?
Because I can read the numbers. I can read the rates of infection.
Can read the numbers?
I don't know.
Because
based off the day, Chris, he changes his mind a lot. He changes his mind a lot more than I change my mind. Do you notice that?
He changes mind based on the facts. Based on the facts that they uncover. His is an opinion. Yours is opinion. His is based on facts.
See, right there,
sound kind of dumb, and you're kind of preaching to people below you in intelligence, which is,
that's
the way to make money. You know?
Oh, you assume my listeners are below me in intelligence. That's insulting. Now, Chris, here's a question. When do you think, Because if we go by Fauci, it could be today, it could be yesterday, it could be a month ago, it could be a month in the future. When do you think we should take the masks off? Or do you not have
what
an opinion
Fauci
because...
Have
You seen the media hits? He's a celebrity. He's on pillows, Chris. What do you mean, what does he have to gain? He has bobbleheads made of him. He's the highest paid federal employee, and he's on TV more than Tom Cruise. What do you think he has to gain? You're not that thick, Chris, that you don't see what he has to gain from it.
What if he came out tomorrow and said, we don't need masks anymore? Then would you like him?
No. No, Chris. I stopped liking him a long time ago. There's nothing he could do to make me like him at this point.
Right, because he is telling you to wear a mask and you don't want to wear it because it's uncomfortable. Like all the other selfish people out there.
Oh, yeah, we're selfish. Chris, when do we take the masks off? Do you want to wear them forever?
When Dr. Fauci and
When Dr. Fauci tells you to. You know what, Chris? You can live in your culture of safety. You can wear the mask until your dear leader, Dr. Fauci, tells you to. I'm not going based off that. I never elected Dr. Fauci. He's not the boss of me. But he can be the boss of you, pal. He can be the boss of you for the rest of your life. Because we live in America. And if you want Dr. Fauci to be the boss of you, go for it. But I'm not in for that. I live in America. I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't have to be a doctor to know that I don't want to wear a mask anymore. You can call me selfish. You can call me a jerk, Chris. I don't really care. You're not going to intimidate me into doing what you want me to do. It's great that Dr. Fauci can intimidate you into doing what he wants you to do, but that game's not going to work for me. Maybe it's because I'm not as smart as you, Chris. Maybe that's why I don't follow the rules as good as you do. But I'm giving you a gold star today, buddy. Keep the mask on. It's really working great for you. All right, we got to go to the next segment here after I read this beautiful copy for the thunderstorm. Thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side, 844-500-4242. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. Jared, tell them what it means, buddy.
It means pollen, that green and yellow awful dust that completely disrupts your life. It gives you the watery eyes, the scratchy throat, the stuffed up nose, but you can fight back against pollen with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm.
You absolutely can. And this device is so great because it's small. I'm going to hold it up here for the YouTube. It's small, Jared, but it's effective. It works.
And it works quickly, too. And the beauty of it is you don't have to change a filter. It's not a big, heavy thing you have to carry around. You just plug it into the wall, turn the knob, and boom, it's on and it's working. It's ionizing the air around you. It's getting rid of allergens. It's getting rid of pollutants. It's getting rid of viruses. And you are breathing clean air, which is awesome.
Yeah, and the greatest part is it's under $100. It works like a real thunderstorm. It, like Jared said, it purifies the air. It can be used on so much, whether it's pet smells, kitchen smells, musty basements. Right now, you can get the thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word GRACE, and you'll save an additional $10 off the sale price and get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word GRACE. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I see all of my fabulous, intelligent, wonderful listeners calling in right now, and I will take your calls on the other side. 844-500-4242. It's the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
See, nothing gets the people going like a good liberal caller. We got full lines now. I know what you guys like. I'm on to you. I just have to say, the idea that we can't have opinions now unless we're doctors, I did not know that. I did not realize. I would have become a doctor if I knew that the only way I could express my opinion is if I have a degree in medicine. Did not think that was the case, but you learn something new every day. All right, let's go right to the callers. David, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Grace. I just wanted to see if there's a way to get a segment where Chris from Safetyville calls in because Red ass Grace is like my new favorite Grace.
I know. Honestly, David, my cheeks, I usually try to keep it calm, but my cheeks were getting red. I was getting pretty frustrated because I'm sick of being told I have to listen to people. And Chris's tactic is what I find with a lot of Democrats, which is try to make you feel like you're a bad person. He called me selfish. Like, try something new. That's not going to work anymore. It worked for the first week, for the first 15 days. Now I'm over it. If you calling me selfish is the best you got, then, you know, I'm not taking your argument seriously. Zebra, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, well, it's just perfect what you did to him. It exposes it. These people are just don't believe in their own thinking. They don't want to take personal responsibility, so they don't want others showing them up. And if you want to talk about selfish, selfish is making somebody else do something so you can feel better. That's what selfish is.
Exactly. And Zebra, it's not even so you can feel better by any sort of safety measure. It's just so, you know, any crazy idea you have about what this virus can and cannot do, it's to make you feel better about things that don't really exist. Outdoor transmission of this does not exist, but Chris would have me wearing a mask biking outside. And I'm not willing to make that sacrifice for Chris, you know, for his spirit to feel good. Thanks for the call, Zebra. Casper, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, Casper.
Hi. See, he's not even getting it right. And even you're missing it. There's one really factual bottom line. Fauci is a liar. He came on a year ago and said, you don't need to wear a mask. Oh, well, I said that to protect the people that work in hospitals. But really, you are supposed to use a mask. Well, once you lie to me, you have no credibility. And when I say I don't believe him most of the time, it's for good reason. He's a liar. That's the only argument you need to make to somebody like that.
Yeah,
he
no, Casper.
Is a liar.
Yeah, you're dead on right. I mean, he has lied, or as Daniel Dale would say, inaccurate stuff. There's been a lot of inaccurate stuff coming from Dr. Fauci. But I think the part of the argument that cracks me up the most is, what does Dr. Fauci have to gain from it? Like, come on now. Come on. The last time I heard that argument was about Christine Blasey Ford. People were like, well, what does she have to gain from making this accusation? Do you see the cover of the magazines? Do you see the media hits? Are you registering this? Governor Gretchen Whitmer doesn't have a Grace Curley pillow behind her when she's on MSNBC. She has a Dr. Fauci pillow behind her. He is a superstar. I do not believe these people, these Democrats, are this thick that they don't understand what he has to gain from it. I just don't buy that. Zach, go ahead, Zach.
I just wanted to say, you know, it's a typical liberal tactic or communist tactic to argue of authority. And, you know, you don't need to be a doctor to know that, to see BS when you see it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just ridiculous.
No, Zach, that's a perfect way to put it. Like, I don't have to be a doctor to have common sense. In fact, there's a reason that you shouldn't make public policy just based off scientists or just based off doctors. I have a friend who's a nurse, and she said to me, doctors are great, but they can have real tunnel vision because they don't see, you know, they don't see the economy. They don't see social stuff. All they see is medicine. And there's a reason we have other people making big decisions, people we elect, people who we trust to make decisions for us. No one elected Dr. Fauci last time I checked. Or Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Frank, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on what Chris said.
Yeah.
Last year when Trump said we were going to have a vaccine by the end of the year, Dr. Fauci said, oh, no, it will take years to develop a vaccine. And he went through all the science to tell us about that. Well, we had a vaccine by the end of the year. So apparently, in Chris's eyes, and I don't think he'd admit this, apparently Trump knew more about medicine than Fauci did. And Fauci's not as smart and as infallible as everyone thinks he is. And I just wanted to point that out to Chris.
Exactly, Frank. And I don't think Trump has any sort of degree in medicine. But he made a lot of predictions that ended up, as he would say, I'm right a lot. And Dr. Fauci can't say that. We'll be back on the other side with Producer's Picks.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Follinsby Inn, located on beautiful Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. That's Follinsby Inn, spelled F-O-L-L-A-N-S-B-E-E. Go to follinsbyinn.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who has the worst record? Climate experts, COVID experts, or pollsters?
In honor of Chris, I'm going to say COVID experts.
COVID experts still polling at 21%. Climate experts in the lead at 53% and 26% for pollsters.
And I just have to say, before we go to producers' picks, I do want to give a shout out to my audience, to my listeners, to my callers, because I'm always blown away by the quality of callers we get every single day. And I thank everybody for listening, and I hope you guys are enjoying the program, and I hope you're about to enjoy what Jared has cooked up for us in Producer's Picks.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day, Producer's Picks.
See, when I started saying it like that, Producer's Picks, I thought I would get a lot of complaints, but I actually have received two compliments, which is enough for me to do it forever now. Without further ado, this is the time of the show where Jared goes over all of the hot gossip and breaking news. Take it away, Jared.
Okay, so you probably have seen the CIA video that went viral. And you're wondering, why is the CIA video viral? Well, it is in, you know, like you said, people thought it was a Saturday Night Live sketch. In the words of a CIA employee, she explains her experience and, you know, she goes through it. I'll just let you get a little bit of it.
I am a woman of color. I am a mom. I am a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. I am intersectional, but my existence is not a box checking exercise.
A lot to unpack there.
It's a lot of labels.
Yes.
To say that you're not into the box checking.
Yes, you listed a lot of boxes that you actually check off before saying you are not a box checking exercise.
Jared, I have to just announce this. Joe Biden is speaking right now and he does not have a mask on. And it says Biden speaks amid COVID confusion. Let's take a little bit of this and see what he's saying.
120 million shots in arms. And as we stand here today, almost 150 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. Over 105 million Americans are fully vaccinated. And among our most vulnerable population, seniors, we're nearing 85% of those who've gotten their first shot. 70% of the seniors are now fully vaccinated.
A lot of numbers.
It's a dramatic turnaround from where we were in January, when less than 2% of adults and less than 1% of seniors were fully vaccinated. Not only that, cases are down in 40 states these past 2 weeks. Deaths are down dramatically since January, down over 80% among seniors, which includes a drop among Hispanics of 80% and among African Americans of 70% of seniors. There are tens of thousands of Americans alive today because who would not be alive otherwise were they not had access to rapid vaccination program. Moms and dads, sisters and brothers, grandparents, neighbors, old friends, they're around now, and God, thank God for that. Now, where do we go from here? Well, as we anticipated, the pace of vaccination is slowing. Now the majority of American adults have already gotten their first shot. But we're still vaccinating millions of Americans every day. In fact, in the last 10 days, one out of every 10 adult Americans got a shot. But soon we'll have reached the adults who are most eager to get vaccinated. And at that point, this effort will shift to a new phase, which is what I want to talk about today. Our new phase will focus on three areas. First, kids, children between the ages of 12 and 15 years of age. They're not yet eligible for a vaccine. The FDA scientists are currently reviewing the data to decide if and when to authorize that age range for vaccinations. The FDA and the FDA alone will make that decision. But today, I want American parents to know that if that announcement comes, we are ready to move immediately. Immediately move to make about 20,000 pharmacy sites across the country ready to vaccinate those adolescents as soon as the FDA grants its okay. Now, most Americans have a vaccination site about as close as their house is near to a neighborhood school. We're also going to slip vaccines directly to pediatricians, ship them to pediatricians during the following weeks. So parents and their children can talk to their family doctor about it and get the shot from a provider they trust the most. Easy, fast, and free. And if teens are on the move this summer, they can get their first shot in one place and a second shot elsewhere. We know that adolescents are at risk from COVID-19. Though serious illness at that age range is rare, so they can still get sick and spread the virus to others.
There's something so scary about it. Like, why? I don't know. You know, I'm not a doctor.
That's clear you are not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor like Dr. Joe Biden, so maybe I shouldn't speak on this. I just, when you hear someone saying how we're ready, we're going to go, we're going to vaccinate everyone, and then in the next breath, in the next heavy breath, they say, we know that these kids aren't at risk, really, of getting this. It kind of makes you go, huh, this seems contradictory.
Yes, he really seems like he must have jogged out to the podium there to...
Well, every time I see him do one of these last minute kind of panic moves where he has to come out and give a speech, I do realize just how well rested he is for the more formal speeches, like the joint address. Compared to that, he looked sharp as a tack for that speech. And right now, he looks a little bit run down. Should we keep taking it? Maybe a little bit more?
Yeah, we'll take a little more.
He's in stock right then and there. Yes, you can text your zip code right now to 438829 and get texts back within minutes to places nearest to you to get a vaccination that are available immediately. So send this to your kids, your grandkids, your friends who have not been vaccinated yet. Now, I know some people find making an appointment an advance inconvenient. So starting this week, we're also going to direct all federal pharmacy partners to begin to provide walk-in hours. You'll soon be able to get vaccinated without an appointment.
We're good.
Yeah, let me translate that. We're desperate to get people vaccinated, and if you have a concern, we're going to try and make it easier. So please, please, please go get vaccinated. Go now. We're going to make it so easy. Go get vaccinated. Please.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad people are getting vaccinated, but this whole push to get the young kids vaccinated who aren't really at high risk at all seems concerning to me.
Well, that plays into my second story for Producer's Picks. This is Governor Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania. He tweeted out, effective May 31st, we are lifting COVID mitigation orders. The masking order will be lifted when 70% of Pennsylvania adults are fully vaccinated. So blackmail.
Yeah, this is blackmail.
Bullying.
Extortion.
Blackmail.
It's all part of the Democrat agenda. Really weird.
Speaking of really weird, Governor Stacey Abrams is in the news.
Yes.
Berkeley Books announced Tuesday that it had acquired the rights to three out-of-print novels by Abrams that she had written nearly 20 years ago under the name Selena Montgomery.
You know what this is all making me think is, Jared, we should get into the book business because everybody seems to be making books.
Yes.
I mean, Andrew Cuomo got a massive advance for his book and nobody bought it. I mean, a few people bought it at the beginning when it looked like he was going to be our president and he was the love gov and he was the most handsome man in America. But then nobody bought it. Like, he definitely didn't make any money for the publishing company. So why can't we get in on this?
Well, it gets better because these books by Stacey Abrams are romance novels.
Ooh.
Romance novels.
Are you a fan of the genre?
I have not read a romance novel.
Really?
I probably will not read this one.
I'm reading The Other Boleyn Girl right now, and it's steamy. I wouldn't say it's a romance novel, because you know how it ends, but the beginning is romantic, I think.
Beheadings are the best part of romance.
The beginning is very steamy.
Yes, the books Rules of Engagement, The Art of Desire,
Ooh.
And Power of Persuasion will be reissued in 2022. Abrams said, as my first novels, they remain incredibly special to me. These characters and their adventures are what I'd wish to read as a young black woman, stories that showcase women of color as nuanced, determined, and exciting. As Selena and Stacy, I'm proud to be a part of the romance writing community, excited that Berkeley is reintroducing these stories for new readers and faithful fans.
See, I have no problem with people writing novels. Wonderful for her. I'm sure, like Bernie Sanders, she will make $1 million off of this. But yeah, good for her.
All right, more COVID in the news. This is from the New York Post. A coastal town in Japan got 25 million yen, which is about $228,000 in coronavirus relief funds for the town. Guess what they did?
Oh no, what?
They spent the money on a 42-foot-long, 30-foot-wide, and 13-foot-high statue of a pink squid.
I thought you were going to say water slide.
Oh, no. No, this is better. It's you can see the picture. This is Noto, Japan.
Wow.
It's it's a squid statue. And you know what? I can appreciate that. I am behind spending that money.
If
the government's going to give you handouts, have fun with it.
The other option is to buy a bunch of masks, which are going to end up, you know, polluting the oceans and stuff. So if a squid is what you go with, then hey.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what your town's known for. You go for Rhode Island, the calamari capital, whatever the governor said you were. Just take your relief money and just bake a big old calamari ring.
Yeah. I mean, if we're making statues of Greta Thunberg, then why not?
All right, couple on this days. On this day in 1970, Kent State, the shooting at Kent State of the four students.
Oh,
or
awful.
As Joe Biden said, the 40, I believe he said the 40 students.
Yeah.
Or 4 million, I don't know what. Anyway, that was this day in 1970, which unleashed Neil Young on the world, unfortunately. Also, May 4th is Star Wars Day, which as you can see why I'm wearing my Darth Vader t-shirt. May the Force be with you. So happy
Jared,
Star Wars Day
I was hoping
to all
I
the geeks out there.
I was hoping I wouldn't hear that joke. It is the month.
It's not a joke. It's a way of life.
The month of May brings on all of these terrible memes that are, what's the other one?
The Timberlake meme. In 2 weeks, it's going to be May.
It's going to be May. And then May the 4th be with you. It's just... Whatever floats your boat, but I'm over it.
If you strike this holiday down, it will become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Oh, God. Dwight Schrute has entered the office.
Dwight does not play a robot.
All right, guys. On the other side, we'll have Howie Carr. I cannot wait to talk to him because I'm noticing a trend in the news headlines. First of all, Howie's columns are trending all over the Boston Herald. But there's another topic that seems to be creeping back in. And no, it's not COVID. It's not Charlie Bacon. But I think you guys will be interested in this. Do not go anywhere. Maybe we'll have a couple more Biden cuts, depending on what he's saying right now. I can't believe he's still going. I mean, it's been over like 3 minutes at this point. We'll be back with the captain. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Dwight does not play a robot.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
Let me repeat. We're going to make it easier than ever to get vaccinated. Visit vaccines.gov. Vaccines.gum.
Is he saying .gum?
Vaccines.gum. Yeah. And then he corrected himself to say vaccines.gum.
It's amazing how
vaccines.gum, you know, some places are giving out a Krispy Kreme donut. Other places are giving out a beer. He's going to give out some Wrigley spearmint chewing gum.
I'm more of an Orbit girl. More of an Orbit girl myself. No, I just have to say, it's amazing that despite the fact that Daniel Dale and other people have made note that Joe Biden does not do well with the number stuff, he's still out there. He gave out a text line today, which I thought was never going to happen after the whole 0330 0300. But he's back, man. He's addicted to the numbers game. Guys, welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I'm very happy to have Howie Carr with me.
What is the tax cut going into effect? That's what I want to know. I want to know if it's retroactive or not. I'm tired of paying taxes.
It's really
amazing.
I've been
paying taxes my whole life.
We had him
pegged
so wrong.
And I'm a member of a working family, as far as I know.
We had him pegged so wrong, Howie.
I know.
Here we thought we'd be paying more taxes. Little did we know we'd be paying no taxes.
Zero. Not a reduction. Zero taxes.
All right. So I want to talk about something with Howie. I've had this on my mind. I went on the Boston Herald today, and I always look at the ranker, just in case I manage to pop up there. And Howie Carr was trending number 5, 6, and 7 out of the 10 stories. But then I noticed something else. 8 and 9. Stories 8 and 9. You know what they're both about, Howie?
What?
Donna.
Sharks?
Sharks. Yep. Shark deterrent sales climb on Cape Cod as shark bite researcher says tech can save lives. Cape sharks close to shore. New data shows high potential for overlap with recreational water users. When can we just relax? We're going from
the
masks.
Wait a second. How did they put that? With recreational, there's an overlap.
I think that means swimmers.
Potential with overlap. Why don't we just say swimmers at risk? Why can't we just, call a spin? This is a tabloid. This is my tabloid. Potential for overlap with recreational water.
We're going to get in trouble because this is our newspaper. It is rather strange. Guys, before I ask Howie some more questions, I want to remind everyone to go to gracecurlyshow.com. Click on store to get your Cape Lily soap. This is a really great product. Howie, I know you got a soap yesterday.
Yes, I had some this morning. I use the lavender. I like lavender soap.
Lavender guy. And his mom really loved lavender.
Right.
My mom loves lavender. It's a great Mother's Day gift. So go to gracecurlyshow.com. You get $50 of value, but you only pay $25 for the gift card. So it's excellent. Now, Howie, how come Joe Biden does these speeches right before your show? So I don't get any of the sound. And now for the next 4 hours, you're going to just get to play this like a jukebox.
Kind of like yesterday, right? With the tax cut. It's good. Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
And he's taking questions.
Oh,
so it's just gonna get
my
better.
Gosh.
Yes.
Let's go to it.
Biden takes questions amid COVID confusion. As if this is going to...
I'm one of these guys who thinks positively and not negatively. So there's more that we can do. One of the things we can do is we can continue to produce more of the vaccine.
All right. Well, needless to say, Howie's going to have plenty of material for his show. Don't miss it. Coming up next is Howie Carr. I'll be back tomorrow for the Grace Curley Show. Thanks so much for tuning in.